It's Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Jessica Hunt. And let's go back now to Morning Edition host Rick Ganley, who's in Manchester this morning as voters head to the polls there for the city's mayoral election. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Jessica. Thank you very much. We're at the Bridge Cafe on Elm Street in downtown Manchester this morning, and we are talking with political analysts across Manchester here to get the kind of the lay of the land as far as the political landscape is concerned, and of course, people heading to the polls in cities across the state today. And joining us now is Alex Horton. She's the former chair of the Manchester Young Professionals, and she owns her own business, a cafe, also located here in downtown Manchester, and we wanted to kind of get an idea from her about her perspective. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in today. And I want to get your idea. Why did you decide to open your business in Manchester?
So I opened Cafe Loren in Manchester shortly after I graduated from college. I went to St. Anselm College right across the river here in Manchester.
Are you a New Hampshire native?
I am not, but I've been here for most of my life at this point. And I just fell in love with Manchester and this city. It was just a great, vibrant place. I really loved living here in college, so I really wanted to open my business here downtown. Also, while I was in college, I was always looking for a fun coffee shop to do my homework after school hours, and there was nothing really open after 3 p.m., so that's what I went for.
So when you opened your business, how long ago was this?
2013.
Okay, so just a few years ago. And what have you seen change in the downtown area since then?
It's gotten substantially more vibrant. We've had so many more restaurants open. We have new storefronts, new shops. It's really a great, fun place to be.
And it is a case where, you know, you're seeing, as more businesses open, you're seeing more people come downtown?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
What are some of the specific issues as a Manchester business owner that you've had to deal with opening and making your business successful?
I think one of the number one challenges I faced was I was really young when I opened my business. I was 23. And just, you know, gaining respect from people in the community and landlords and banks, things like that. The number one, I guess, complaint and challenge I hear from some customers is parking downtown. But I think that we do have plenty of parking downtown. I think it's just getting the word out about the parking. I mean, we have plenty of parking garages all around the city. My employees park in Victory Garage. It's right up Amherst Street. And
so it's perception versus reality.
I think so, yeah. Yep, definitely.
Manchester being the largest city in the state, I'm sure means there are more young professionals here than there would be versus other places in some of the other parts of the state. But is there still competition to keep employees here as far as, you know, obviously proximity to larger municipal areas? I'm thinking Boston. But are you in competition to keep employees around here as opposed to going over to Portsmouth or some other part of the state?
I think we always are, but I think with the opening of new companies down in the Mill Yard, we're starting to see more young professionals stay in Manchester. Like I said, with a great, vibrant downtown like we have, it helps in keeping young professionals here. And every day I hear about new housing projects going in downtown and in surrounding areas, just nice, affordable apartments for young professionals.
So you feel the city's going in the right direction overall?
I do, yeah.
What are some issues that are still a problem for you as a business owner?
I would say, again, perception, just marketing Manchester as the place to be for young professionals. I think we could do maybe a better job of that, and that's why I got involved in the Young Professionals Network, just to...
That's live radio.
Right?
We're not live. We're really in downtown Manchester.
Right. So the Young Professionals Network really strives to offer programming. We have social events every month. We host the New Hampshire Startup Challenge. Just different programs to keep young professionals engaged and keep them meeting each other and wanting to stay in and around Manchester.
What's the one issue, though, you hear from them most often about Manchester that they'd like to change?
I would say probably housing downtown, but like I said, with the new projects coming in, right across the street from me at the old Ted Herbert's building, they're putting in new apartments, so I think that problem will soon be solved.
Alex Horton, former chair of the Manchester Young Professionals and a cafe owner here in downtown Manchester, giving us a perspective from a young business owner here in Manchester. We are live. We are at the Bridge Cafe on Elm Street in downtown Manchester. I'm Rick Ganley, and this is Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio.